One in seven Australians has anxiety, making it Australia's most common mental illness. But a new survey has found it's also one of the country's least understood. The survey has found people struggle to get help for the condition, taking on average more than 8 years to reach out to professionals. And it's the stigma attached to anxiety disorders that often prevents those who suffer from coming forward. Louise Creeley reports.
Gemma Latta was just 10 years old when she had her first panic attack.
It happened really quickly and it just felt like suddenly something awful was going to happen and my heart rate went up, started breathing heavily, hyperventilating. And I can remember kind of running around the house without an aim or knowing where I was going. I just felt panicked and had to get away.
She's now 23 and it's an issue she still struggles with.
Panic attacks I get now are a lot of hyperventilation and shaking as well. I get really numb in my extremities and feel faint because of the breathing. And I suppose it just feels like an impending sense of doom and something awful is going to happen, but you don't know what. You just feel like it's there and it's like that imminent threat. And then for myself, it'll last about 15 minutes before it finally settles down.
But Gemma says her anxiety disorder symptoms eased considerably once she finally sought help when she was 16 years old. It took that long for her mum and dad to acknowledge there was anything wrong.
My parents never really believed in anxiety and depression at that time. They came from that other generation that never really acknowledged it. So if I did have any of those symptoms or traits, they'd often tell me to, you know, stop being silly or why are you even panicking? Just stop. And they just thought I was being silly or scared being home alone for the first time. So it wasn't until I was 16 that I saw a doctor about the anxiety because it was getting worse and affecting my function in school.
But this lag between initial symptoms and treatment is not unusual, with a survey out today showing most Australians underestimate how long it takes someone with anxiety disorder to seek and receive help. The average time is more than 8 years. Dr. Jeannie Yu is a general practitioner and clinical advisor at NPS Medicine Wise.
There are stereotypes of, you know, it's all in your head or you should just be able to get over it. And those sorts of stereotypes might be ones that the individual also holds so that, you know, there's a lot of self-criticism about why they're feeling, you know, why someone's feeling the way that they are. I think the other thing which is important to remember is that although there's some awareness of the availability of effective treatments for anxiety, it's probably not as great a level of awareness as we would like. For example, in the NPS Medicine Wise survey that we recently commissioned, more than two-thirds of people understood that psychological treatments which are delivered face-to-face are an effective treatment. 46% thought that medicines are an effective treatment, but only 13% realised that online psychological treatment is also effective. So we've still got a bit of a way to go in terms of a general understanding of what effective treatments there are available to help with anxiety disorders.
Dr. Yu says the online psychological treatment options have been found to be just as effective as face-to-face consultations, and even have extra advantages for those with anxiety disorder.
They are accessible, so if you live remotely and it's hard for you to access face-to-face treatment, it can be appropriate, helpful. They're private, so for some people suffering from anxiety, privacy is also an important factor. And many of the programs are free as well, so it makes it financially accessible for people.
Dr. Jeannie Yu, Louise Creeley with that report.